This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, former FBI Director Louis Free. In a new book called My FBI, Free accuses President Clinton of not persevering against the terrorists who bombed Khobar Towers, home to many U.S. service people in Saudi Arabia. The Clinton administration hoped to improve relations with Iran, Free says, and didn't want to pursue Iran's ties to the bombing. A former FBI agent and federal judge, Free was appointed by President Clinton. But Free says during the more than 7 years that he served under Clinton, the two spoke in person or by telephone only a half dozen times. Free says a big reason was that the president, his boss, was under near constant investigation by the FBI, his agency.
I mean, it led to a very conflicted situation. I was in the office a brief period of time. And the head of my criminal division came in and he said, I want to brief you on a case called the Madison Savings and Loan case. So he briefed me, and I remember stopping him and saying, you just told me we're investigating the President of the United States. And that obviously colored and strained and conflicted the relationship that I had for the rest of my tenure with him.
Were you embarrassed by Bill Clinton's conduct as president?
Well, not as director. I think as director, you know, my job was very certain and very determined. You know, the president, unfortunately for him, turned his presidency, you know, into a national disgrace.
Should he have resigned?
That's up for him, and that's up for the American people. I don't think...
Well, but you're one of the American people, and you were in the administration. Would it have been a better resolution for him to say, I'm going to leave this job right now, Vice President Gore will assume office?
If I was the President of the United States in his position, I would have resigned.
Were you at such a stalemate with the president, or such a non-relationship with your boss, that you considered resigning?
No, I didn't. I think it would have been irresponsible to resign while I was the chief investigator on several matters relating to the conduct of the President of the United States, precisely because my successor, who would have been appointed by the president, would have been immediately conflicted and prohibited from conducting those investigations. And I was concerned, quite honestly, about who he would put in that position.
The most contentious story that you tell in your book and that you related on 60 Minutes that has been denied very vigorously by aides to President Clinton involves the investigation of the truck bombing at Khobar Towers in Saudi Arabia. I'd like you to relate what it is you fault President Clinton for in the follow-up to that investigation.
Well, in the follow-up to the investigation, what was required was the President of the United States requesting to the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia permission for FBI agents to go into a prison in Saudi Arabia and interview Saudi nationals who were being detained as suspects in the bombing. To accomplish that, the Saudis told us that the President of the United States would have to make the request. What I criticize the president for is not prosecuting that request, not pursuing it. And the reason we know he didn't make our case is that the Saudis kept reporting that he wasn't pressing for that. We had been asking the administration for 3.5 years to press our issue with the Saudis. Finally, I went to President Bush, 41, the first President Bush. And at my request, I furnished him the talking points. He raised the issue with the Crown Prince. Within hours, I was told to come out, and the Crown Prince, referring to the meeting with President Bush, ordered and agreed that FBI agents would be permitted to access these prisoners.
Sandy Berger, President's former national security advisor, another spokesman for former President Clinton, says it's not true. They were pushing hard. And they say you could have checked with people who were present at meetings and they would have told you so.
Well, with all due respect to Sandy Berger, they failed miserably in achieving that access. And, you know, why could he not succeed in 3.5 years and President Bush succeed in 48 hours? The fact of the matter is they were not interested in pursuing this.
You make a further claim that in those talks, instead of persisting to get U.S. law enforcement access into Saudi Arabia, the president hit up the Saudis for a contribution to his presidential library. That's something that Mr. Clinton and his associates flatly deny.
We were told that by a very, very reliable source. I wasn't at those meetings. I don't know who's contributed to the library. The Clinton Library has never released the names and the amounts of the contributors. But that was information I received, and that's it's stated clearly as that in the book.
But while I understand you explain your frustration with President Clinton about that, you don't express much frustration in the book with Prince Bandar, the longtime then Saudi ambassador to Washington, whom you went to, and you write in the book that as helpful as Prince Bandar was, you say he was not able to be completely forthright with me at that first meeting. And then you detail that he knew that people had been arrested with explosives heading into Saudi Arabia, having done surveillance at Khobar Towers. I mean, the Saudis pretty well had the goods on the plot before it happened, and they were of no use to us.
I do say that, but I also make it very clear in there that at a point soon thereafter, Prince Bandar disclosed to me that this was a bombing planned, financed, and carried out by the Iranians, which for me was a huge admission by the Saudis. So from my point of view as an investigator, they were very forthcoming.
You, toward the end of the book, have several characterizations of the Clinton administration's record on terrorism. You know, it was as though the U.S. had a sign on its back saying, kick me. The impression one comes away is you're saying that Bill Clinton did a bad job in combating terrorism. Am I wrong about that?
No, I think you're taking it a little bit out of context. What I say is that it was very clear that the Iranians knew at some point that the Americans knew that they had blown up a dormitory and murdered 19 Air Force heroes in Khobar, and they also knew that we weren't taking any action to redress it. The 9/11 Commission, if you recall, concluded, and I thought it was their most important conclusion, neither President Clinton nor President Bush nor their national security councils had put the country on a war footing before September 11th.
But when you testified before the 9/11 Commission, you said President Clinton, along with his national security advisor Sandy Berger and Attorney General Janet Reno, were clearly focused on terrorism during my tenure. This was in April of 2004. So you're saying they were focused on terrorism during that time.
We were very focused on it. There's no question about that. But what was the response to the focus and the understanding that we had an organization that had not only declared war against the United States, but were blowing up embassies and warships? And the fact of the matter is we responded to that by conducting a criminal justice process. Not that that was wrong to do, because it was better than doing nothing. But nothing that we did in that regard was going to deter a group like Al-Qaeda.
Do you ever feel, when we pass an anniversary of 9/11, if only I had done that, or if only I'd been on speaking terms with Bill Clinton and could have said, this is no longer a law enforcement matter, or something. Do you ever feel a sense of regret the Bureau didn't get the job done before 9/11?
I think anybody who spent careers in law enforcement all feel regret that that horrific attack and those deaths and injuries could not have been prevented. It had nothing to do with my relationship with Bill Clinton, by the way. Mm-hmm. And we clearly and consistently communicated to the White House that any time they wanted to do something in lieu of a criminal investigation, we would step down, and that was quite all right with us. But I think, as the commission concluded, there was no set of facts or information known at the time that could have prevented those attacks from occurring.
Well, Louis Free, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Louis Free's book is called My FBI, Bringing Down the Mafia, Investigating Bill Clinton, and Fighting the War on Terror. A spokesman for former President Clinton called the book a work of fiction. You can read an excerpt of it at npr.org.